Since the dawn of the 21st century, scientific discovery has rushed forward at lightning speed. Genetics, physics, computerized technologies, robotics, virtual reality. Join Derek and Sharon Gilbert as they uncover the truths behind this ultimate scientific deception. Get ready for Sci Friday.
We have done the impossible, and that makes us mighty. Get ready for
Science.
Sci Friday on Skywatch TV. Welcome. I'm Derek Gilbert. Joining me, our science advisor, my best friend, and the author of Blood Lies, Book One of the Red Wing Saga, Sharon K. Gilbert.
Hi, sweetie. Nice to see you over there. Well, we've got our trusty Kleenexes because that time of year.
Right. We're
allergies.
Yes, where the Mid-South and the South are covered with a yellow-green fuzz. I'm from Chicago. The first time I saw that, I freaked out.
But what did you think it was?
I had no idea. What is that's pollen. That's pollen. Whoa. Well.
What you needed was a drink
yes,
of science.
Yes, a hot cup of science. Thank you to Peter Erickson of Indian Trail, North Carolina.
That's awesome.
That was fantastic. Sent in by his mother, Corrine. So, Corrine, thank you for watching and for contributing. And, boy, I don't know how you beat that. That was a great...
I don't know. I really don't know either.
We'll find out because I only had
a hot cup of science.
Yeah.
We'll find out because pretty soon we're going to be putting together the first half of the year compilation video for voting.
Yes.
And we'll decide what the prize is going to be. Something really good.
Well, maybe our books, which we just happen to have right here.
These are our comfort books.
Just, yes. Crass commercialism. But if you'd like to contribute, we'd love to have you open the show. Just send us your video at Sci Friday. Include science. Sci Friday at SkywatchTV.com. It can be video or audio, whichever. But video obviously makes it more interesting since this is a video program.
And I have to say, you guys are far more creative than we are. So thank you very much
for your
contributions to our show. I'm sure that there are folks out there who watch the opening science and then go, oh, on something else.
Exactly. Yeah, now let's go watch the multiverse. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, opening quote today, by the way, from Firefly.
That's what that was from. Well, you know, you and I are almost on the same page with nearly everything in the world.
But
I've just never been able to get into that show.
Get you to watch Firefly.
I've watched it. I just don't like it.
I know. Well, you made the mistake of showing you the movie before the TV series.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you really get the series. You have to get the series to get the movie.
But yeah, well, it's
anyway.
But anyway, yeah.
I'll drop it.
That's okay, because I love you.
Well, if we were perfectly, if we were exactly alike in every way,
it would be the same people.
It'd be really weird.
And that would be just really too creepy.
Yeah.
Too creepy.
Well, just some weird science news this week and some weird crazes, some tech news to discuss this week.
Tech things I want to talk about, we often get up very early in the morning, and we were sitting there again very early this morning talking
about
various
things. With our hot cups of science, yes.
Talking about a variety of things, including things that we're writing for an upcoming book, things you're writing for your upcoming book, things I'm researching for the book two of the Red Wing Saga.
Finding the overlap between them, which is really fascinating.
And there's a great deal of overlap between them. We could do its own show just talking about the research we do for those. It's crazy. And I'll tell you what, a little teaser, there's something connected with all of our research next May that we will soon be announcing, but we can't tell you yet.
Next May.
Next Ooh. May.
So secret, even I don't know what it is.
You do know what it is. It's the 70th.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, we will soon be announcing that as soon as we know all the details.
Yes.
But just...
Oh, yeah.
Just mark May on your calendars, big question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Plan on doing something.
May 2018, yeah.
May 2018?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about it this morning, and I said, well, you know, if nothing else, because when we record Sci Friday later today, I said, let's talk about Order Out of Chaos, because there are more and more stories about biometric IDs and this idea of not just using your fingerprint and your iris scan and your retina scan and maybe even your DNA, but actually chipping people, finding ways to keep tabs on where individuals are at any one time, and that's being spun as a chaotic moment. Because here's the thing. I read an op-ed piece this morning about how conservatives, neocons, have been going crazy because Donald Trump has not yet built the physical wall between our country and Mexico. However, since 1996, there's been a law in the books that was signed by President Clinton requiring biometric since 96.
Wow.
Signed by Clinton.
Yeah.
Wow. Clinton.
Yeah.
21 years ago, that requires exit, entrance, tracking of all people through our borders.
Huh.
And within that was supposed to be allocation for funding for biometric tracking.
Okay, now biometrics.
Which uses fingerprints, scans.
Facial recognition.
Okay. Looking at the biology of the person and finding a way to make sure you are you.
Okay.
However, unless it's implemented everywhere, you won't be able to really track people.
Hmm.
So far, even though that's been law since 21 years ago, it's not yet implemented in airports or at borders.
Hmm.
So the law exists.
Is it lack of funding, or is it people, well, we don't want to make travelers to the United States feel like criminals by forcing them to?
It's hard to say. I'm sure that it takes a while to get all of that, but it was supposed to be in place by 2004 or 3, but it was supposed to be in place some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. I mean, there was a deadline for getting all your ducks lined up and you know, going live.
Oh, yeah. Deadlines in 2006 and 2009, right.
But it's not yet been done.
And nobody's really talking about it.
No.
Because even though Bill Clinton signed the bill, now those who support it, right.
A Democrat signed the bill. A progressive signed the bill.
Yeah.
Now, once it's implemented, it will be blamed on
Donald Trump. Who's clearly a misogynist and a xenophobe and all kinds of other phobe and ist.
Yeah.
He's a phobist, actually. So, but this is being implemented in other parts of the world. As you were telling me this morning that in India, we're seeing this being implemented in a lot of ways.
It's been all over India for a long, long time. In fact, now it's in the colleges. Government schools and colleges, universities there have just not only been using biometric tracking for their students and to pay people, but now there's a new law that the teachers have to clock in and clock out using biometrics. So they have to use the thumb scan in order to start their day, to start the ball rolling to get paid, and it's a way to make sure the teachers actually teach, that they're actually there when they're supposed to, that they're not leaving early. The teachers are very angry about it.
Sure.
But in addition to that, the same law also requires that they dress decently and that they don't use their phones during class. Imagine that over here.
Mm-hmm.
Telling a professor you can't have the phone up there, telling a student can't have your phone.
That's you want a wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can understand the desire to hold teachers and everybody who is supposed to do something for someone else to a standard.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, people will complain often simply because they resent having to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. I know I'm guilty of this. If I could get by in this world doing the absolute minimum, in fact, we were joking the other day about, you know what would be a really, really popular book in Christian bookstore shelves? How to skate by to glory. How to do the absolute minimum to fulfill your destiny.
Slouching your way to heaven.
Exactly. Something like that would be a great seller because most of us do the least amount possible. That is our natural tendency.
Yeah.
Most of us are not really internally motivated and fired up to, you know, be give 100% 100% of the time.
I know, but I will say this about you. You make that statement about yourself, but you work almost every waking hour. You're doing research and writing. I mean, it's not like you're not working. Somehow in your head, working means toiling.
Okay,
not enjoying what you're doing, but you're serving the Lord. And just because you enjoy it
doesn't
mean
it doesn't feel like work. It's like I haven't really been miserable today. I should be miserable if I'm working. Maybe that's it.
He's given the desire of your heart. to you, and what are you doing? I'm complaining.
Yeah. Like, you know, I should be outside, you know, turning dirt or putting down gravel or something.
That's why we have the armadillos. They're out there doing the job for you.
That's the
Got
great
little construction hats on.
You know, that's a great thing about living in the American South. The armadillos actually aerate your soil for
you.
It's like a bonus.
It's
for
awesome.
Just living south of Interstate 44. So people will sometimes naturally complain when they're being held to a standard.
Mm-hmm.
But as we've been talking about this and tracking this for quite some time, the intrusion into our privacy, the loss of privacy that comes from being tracked 24/7 is something that we really need to be concerned about. And
that's,
it's sold to us because our phones connect us to the internet all the time and to games and to social media. And so we sort of ignore the fact that that means they know where we are at all times.
Yes, and I think that most people watching this program right now would agree with you that they don't want to be tracked. However, most of them would say, well, I want those immigrants, those illegals tracked, and I want prisoners tracked, and I want pedophiles tracked.
Yeah, and what about people who might be carrying an infectious disease?
Yeah, and what about people who maybe have mental illness? I want them tracked.
Right.
Because they may get a hold of a gun, and, you know, it's a slippery slope when you start down that track, because eventually someone will say, well, the fairest way to implement this then is everybody gets chipped.
And this comes back to what you said earlier about pulling by
order
out of chaos. If we get a situation where that is so chaotic, people will demand that kind of government intrusion.
Mm-hmm.
That may explain some of the policies that our government adopts.
Mm-hmm.
It may also explain some of the dissonance coming out of Washington, D.C. right now, where you've got a president and a small team who want to do one thing and the deep state wanting to do something else for different reasons.
Yeah, the shadow state.
Right.
You know, you and I, I love MI5. It's called Spooks over in the U.K., and I've talked about the program before, but that program, it came on the air in 2002. So right after 9/11, they were pushing the agenda of CCTV everywhere is good for you.
Right. Yeah.
Because you see them, they're solving the crime, they're following the guy, they're making us safe by using these tools that are everywhere now, omnipresent practically. Think about an artificial intelligence who really can become godlike because it can see everything everywhere all the time.
And another show we've talked about a lot, Person of Interest.
Yes.
With
which does have an
Jim
AI.
Jim Caviezel, which has an AI, actually, and then competing AIs, warring AIs.
Yeah.
Showing what can happen. Well, and another film that I recommend people watch called Eagle Eye with was it Gene Hackman and Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf,
Was it Gene Hackman who was in the film?
Yes, it was.
Okay. That was a really interesting look at... He was in Enemy of the State with Denzel Washington, which is another one that involves a government that is watching us all the time.
Yeah.
But Shia LaBeouf was the star
with
of...
With Aria, AI.
Right. Tommy Lee Jones, was he in that?
I can't remember.
Doesn't matter. Anyway.
So don't ask me. I can't remember. I need a chip to remember things.
<That's bad. laughs> But the point is, that is what... There are those in the security establishment, in the intelligence community, who would love a system like ARIA, if one doesn't already exist, that keeps track of everything all the time and then analyzes it. And in fact, there are government programs out there. I talked about this in presentations I've been giving since 2012. Government software that will take this data in real time and then try to analyze it for humans so that the human analyst, and it will even analyze the human analysts to see if they're biased, and perhaps letting things slide.
But the AIs have shown bias, too.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that embarrassing little Microsoft thing last year where they let it go live, a live bot that was basically tweeting responses to people, and it very quickly turned out to be misogynist and racist.
Well, you know, just a few days ago, there was the big hack over 100 countries plus by the WannaCry virus that was going around. It was malware that was ransomware, actually. It was, I'm infecting your computer, and I'm going to wipe it if you don't pay me X amount of dollars. WannaCry is perhaps going to be out in the wild because the organization that stole it, have stolen it from probably the NSA, is saying that they plan on selling it online to the highest bidder.
Yeah. In fact, there's another, and it did go into the wild, which is why, you know, so many, over 350,000 computers as of Tuesday were infected with that
Well, they're going to release the code so other people can tweak it and make their own version, because there are companies out there that are finding ways to stop WannaCry. Shadow brokers, that's it.
Right. And this tool was stolen from the NSA. And what it does is basically exploits a hole in older versions of the Windows operating system. Mm-hmm. Now, Microsoft is really upset about this because the NSA is trying to blame Microsoft. Microsoft is like, look, we've got a patch that's out there for free. That's been available for 2 years, but a lot of people don't update their computers as often as they should.
Right.
If you're running Windows 7 or Windows 8, by the way, you really ought to. If you've not downloaded the software or the security patch to patch the hole against this WannaCry ransomware, you really need to do it.
Well, here's the thing. I before we got our Macs, you and I had Windows machines for years, and when it moved from 7 to 8, honestly, I liked 7 a lot because it was a very Mac-like environment.
Mm-hmm.
So
and pretty
I
stable.
Was loathe to move to 8, and woe to anybody who's using 10 because it's
like
just
10.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
It's out to get you.
Yeah.
So there probably are a lot of folks like myself, if you are going to use a PC, that prefer to have 7 or maybe even 8, but maybe don't want to constantly. I mean, Microsoft is constantly bugging you to download updates.
Right.
And sometimes, okay, well, I'll do that tomorrow. And it's easy to put it off. But you're right. If it's a security patch, you really need to download it.
Absolutely. In fact, I talked about this this ransomware hack. And again, the fact that the NSA, the National Security Agency, had this means they were intending to use it themselves for something on somebody. But they somehow let control of it go. And one security, in fact, the president of Microsoft said, you know, this is like the U.S. Army letting go of and losing track of a few Tomahawk missiles. It's a serious thing that cost a lot of people a lot of money. But security analysts who are watching the dark web and watching the spread of this particular piece of code say that there are hacking groups on the dark web that have already begun discussing what to do with the other tools they stole from the NSA. So this is not the end of it.
Tip of the iceberg.
This is the tip
of the
iceberg.
Well, the claim is that it's Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I know. They blamed that hack of Sony.
I honestly don't think he's got enough money to pay a team to do this.
No. They're trying to deflect. It's the National Security Agency somehow got hacked itself. So, and the irony there, of course, is that they're the ones who tell us they need to watch us all the time to keep us safe. The fact is they can't even keep themselves
safe from hackers.
Well, that's
the thing. If this 1996 law were implemented finally and we had biometric tracking of everybody, it would require software in order to organize it, and that would be hackable, which means that everybody's biometrics would be out there to be hacked.
Which is why the transhumanist movement is so idealist. I mean, we need to, you know, plug ourselves, our brains into the World Wide Web so that we can communicate instantly. Say, wait a minute, I don't want my brain connected to the web because if you can hack my brain, that
struggles, you know, daily anyway. Don't have somebody else in there trying to play.
That's a very Eastern concept anyway. I just want to be one. With
myself.
With the web. We need to take a quick break here, but did you want to talk about the Antikythera? How do we pronounce it? Antikythera? Mechanism?
Antikytherion?
Yeah. Or was there another thing that we wanted to get to before?
Well, lots of things. Why so many stories?
Fidget spinner?
We could talk about it. Let's take a break and then we'll decide.
We'll figure out during the break. Come right back. Sci-Friday continues on SkyWatch TV.
Get these two books free with your donation of any size during the month of May. Call 844-750-4985 or log on to skywatchtvstore.com.
I was hired by the government of Sardar to dig up the skeletons of giants. We always carried the bones and the artifacts we found into the church.
So they would make the skeletons disappear. And the church was always involved because they didn't want people talking.
So we asked the priest, what are we supposed to do with the skeleton? And he said, break it into pieces and bury it under the foundation of the house.
I personally excavated two skeletons that were more than 10 feet tall.
What happened with the Anasazi? Portal opened, a doorway, and the giants came up out of the earth.
It's almost like they were eaten on the run. This was the violent overthrow of the Anasazi.
Tens of thousands of artifacts were carted off to the Smithsonian's repositories, including the bones of the giants.
At the turn of the 19th century, bodies of giants were turning up all over the United States. All over the island of Sardinia, there are massive stone sepulchres famed since time immemorial as tombs of the giants. Everywhere the megalithic towers stood, the tombs of the giants were close by. There may be tens of thousands of giants still buried in the soils of Sardinia today.
Giants are going to return to the earth, are going to rise from the dead.
There is a multi-billion dollar black market for extractable DNA from the tissue and the bones of dead giants. The stage is now set for mankind to bring about the reemergence of the Rephaim. Enemies of God are about to become the architects of their own divine judgment.
Welcome back to SciFriday on SkyWatch TV. We're taking over the web one screen at a time. Download and add to your mobile device. Do it now. The SkyWatch TV mobile app. You get access to all of our programs, including the web exclusive interviews, the weekly program, daily updates, and of course SciFriday and Into the Multiverse, all in the palm of your hand. Or, well, if you have a really big palm, I guess, your iPad. iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, Android phones and tablets, even older Windows phones, and the Android Kindle Fire tablets. You'll find the information and the links to do that at SkyWatchTV.com.
Put SciFriday in your pocket.
Exactly.
SkyWatch TV in your pocket.
Science in your pocket.
Yes. Ooh, or, well, the Antikythera is essentially the computer that the Greeks invented long ago to decide where the stars were at any given moment. It's a really interesting device that was uncovered from a shipwreck, I believe, a long time ago. But
the world's first
115th
analog computer.
Anniversary of the discovery of it. So that occurred at what's today's date as we're recording this, the 17th?
Right.
So May 17, 2017. Lots of interesting anniversaries this year.
Antikythera. They even had the pronunciation, right? They even had it underlined. Antikythera. Okay.
But Ebola is back in the news. I think I may have mentioned that last week.
19 suspected cases in the Democratic Republic of
Congo. And they're following nearly 300 people who have had contact with these 19 cases.
Yeah,
there are several people in the hospital right now. So far, the death rate is about 15%, 15%, 16%. But it is Ebola Zaire, so it will probably go up overall if it catches fire, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Probably be 30, 40% by the time it's done.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an increase in the number of suspected cases or people who had contact on Monday. They were just checking into 125.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, and by the time you look at this person, you have to look at all of the people that person's been in contact with. It almost goes to a logarithmic scale after a while. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how this plays out over the next few days. Fidget spinners.
I had not heard of this before this morning.
You know what? Fidget spinners are a big deal. And if you've got children or grandchildren, you're probably going, oh, yeah, I've seen those. They're $10, $20 in most of the toy departments. They're very popular, and they're driving teachers crazy. Hmm. They were invented to give young people, kids who have a difficulty concentrating, something to focus their attention mm-hmm. so that they can learn more readily. The problem is their attention is so focused up on the spinner that they don't notice anything else going on in the classroom. And you'll have not only the child who's using the spinner, but the kids around who are watching the tricks being done by the person with the spinner. And I want to borrow it. And can we show it? You know,
it
becomes a real problem. So some schools are banning them. If you have children who want that, that's fine. Use it at home. They may have their place at home, but maybe not at school.
Yeah, and there's a sad story in Texas with a young girl who put it in her mouth.
To clean part of it.
To clean it. And this was a 10-year-old, so it's not like a little child.
Yeah.
And suddenly she wound up swallowing it and got stuck in her throat.
They're essentially ball bearings that have plastic or even metal pieces, and some of them, the metal is sharp.
Yeah. Well, that's an odd toy. I would not have considered something like that as a device to try to focus a child's attention.
You know, the funny thing, too, about those spinners is that there are debates going on as to whether or not any patents mm-hmm. should be applied to that. It's a relatively simple device. You can 3D print it at home if you want to. They're mm-hmm. that simple. We'll see what happens in the future with those. But that's the latest craze.
Mm. Next week on SkyWatch TV, the main interview, you are the featured guest.
I am.
Yes. We talk about, I'm a week ahead. Sorry. Next week is
21st.
Casper.
Is when?
Well, I'm right then. It is.
Starting 21st.
Yeah. So if you want to find out more about Sharon's novel, Blood Lies, and what inspired it and the research behind it, you'll get a chance to see that next week.
Yep.
And of course, you'll find out more about the special offer that goes along with Blood Lies
from
the SkyWatch TV store.
So many secrets.
Yes. Well, in the meanwhile, have a blessed weekend, and thank you for watching as we keep watch. With Sharon Gilbert, I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Sci Friday on SkyWatch TV.